AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into a really complex and honestly disturbing story out of Mexico. It involves crime, art, celebrity, and a disappearance that's just baffling. Our mission here is to give you the essential context around the vanishing of Venezuelan actress Angie Miller. And this isn't, you know, just a missing persons case on its own. Sources are pointing to a direct link with the recent tragic murders of two Colombian artists, B. King and Regio Clown.
Yeah, what's really striking here is how quickly things escalated. I mean, you have this confirmed double homicide, a big deal in itself, sent shockwaves, and then almost immediately someone connected to one of the victims just disappears.
Someone who saw him last.
Exactly. One of the last people known to have seen B. King alive. It just forces you to ask about the timing, you know?
Yeah.
Is it connected? How?
Right. That connection, or maybe lack thereof, is key. Okay, let's unpack this then. We need to start with the first tragedy. What's the background on B. King and Regio Clown? Why was their murder such a major event?
Well, the initial crime itself was significant. These weren't unknown individuals. B. King, his real name was Baron Vasquez, and Regio Clown, Juan David Rojas, they were pretty prominent, especially in the urban art and music scene.
Okay.
So their murders in Mexico, it wasn't just a local crime story. It hit the Latin American diaspora hard. Artists often feel like, you know, cultural representatives. So the shock value was high from the get-go. Lots of pressure for answers, public and political.
And right into that intense situation steps Angie Miller, her real name, Angelica Yetzi Torini Leon. And she becomes central almost instantly.
Because she was one of the last people to see B. King alive. That's the immediate link.
But here's where it gets complicated, right? The relationship.
Exactly. This is where we really need to focus. She's very public in her mourning, very visible. But sources, like journalist Alex Rodriguez at Univision, they clarify something crucial.
What's that?
Despite how it might look from her posts, they were not in a romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they'd only known each other for, well, days before the crime.
Days. Wow. Okay, so wait. She's putting out search warrants, posting these really emotional tributes for someone she just met, basically. That intensity feels like a lot for knowing someone just days.
It does raise questions, doesn't it? Is it genuine shock, which is possible? Or is it someone maybe trying to position themselves publicly within the narrative? That's the sort of thing investigators have to consider.
And even before the bodies were found, you're saying she was active online?
Yeah, using her social media platform to help with the search. She definitely made herself visible right away in connection with this tragedy.
Okay, and then comes that final post. The one right after the confirmation that B. King and Regio Clown were dead. That seemed particularly intense.
Oh, absolutely. It was published almost immediately after the news broke. Mm. She posted a photo of herself with B. King, with Baron, and the caption. It was in Spanish, no puedo con este dolor en mi pecho.
Which means?
I can't bear this pain in my chest. Really raw grief expressed there.
But there was more to it, wasn't there? Something about work.
Yes, and this is critical. Beyond the emotion, she mentioned they had proyectos en puerta, projects on the way. Now, if you're looking at this from an investigator's angle.
Grief is one thing, but projects, that's tangible.
Exactly. Grief is an emotion, but projects implies a specific professional connection, something they were actively working on together.
Why is that detail potentially so significant? Especially if they only knew each other for days, what kind of project could be that important that fast?
Well, think about the context. Urban art, international scene. Maybe it involves sensitive topics, financial dealings, or maybe you connected them both to other people. People they'd both just met, perhaps.
People who might have had an interest in BKIM.
Potentially. Or just people involved in whatever this project was. Mm-hmm. This professional link, formed so quickly, gives investigators a much more concrete avenue to explore than just general grief. It hints at maybe a shared plan, a shared risk, maybe even a shared secret.
A shared exposure, formed in just days. And then she makes this public declaration about it, wrapped in grief, and then vanishes. Yeah, it makes your head spin. So let's get to that vanishing point. Just days, maybe even hours, after that emotional post mentioning the projects, Angie Miller disappears herself.
The timeline is incredibly compressed, yes. She was officially reported missing starting September 23rd. And the Mexican authorities, seeing that obvious temporal link to the murders, they activated search protocols pretty much immediately. Big search.
And the circumstances of her leaving, that's just heartbreaking. She left her home in Santa Cruz Atoyac, that's in the Alcaldía Benito Juárez area of Mexico City.
Right.
Leaving her 2-year-old daughter with a nanny and just never came back.
That detail, leaving a toddler behind, is what really elevates this. It suggests her departure wasn't planned, or maybe it was incredibly sudden, forced perhaps. Or maybe driven by some kind of extreme fear that overrode everything else.
Leaving a child like that, it just screams duress or immediate danger, doesn't it?
It strongly suggests that yes. It points away from her just deciding to leave for a while.
And the location she left from, Santa Cruz Atoyac and Benito Juárez, is that significant?
Well, Benito Juárez is generally seen as a fairly central, relatively secure, more affluent part of Mexico City. When someone disappears from a seemingly stable residential area like that, it sometimes suggests the event wasn't random. It could point towards something targeted.
Like someone knew where she lived, maybe gained access?
It's a possibility investigators would consider, yes. The contrast between that stable home setting and the, you know, edgier world of the art crime scene, it just adds another layer of complexity.
And the authorities are circulating very specific details about her.
They are. Sources like El Tiempo in Colombia mentioned she's 29, about 1.60 meters tall. And they included things like a C-section scar, specific tattoos.
Releasing details like a C-section scar? That sounds serious. Like they're worried she might be found hurt or unable to identify herself.
It certainly implies a high level of concern, yes. It suggests they're considering possibilities beyond her just walking away voluntarily. They want people to be able to identify her, even if she's vulnerable.
So where does this leave the official investigation right now? Is there a formal link declared between her disappearance and the murders?
Officially, no. The sources are clear on that. As of now, authorities are treating them as two separate, though obviously chronologically linked, major cases. A confirmed double homicide investigation running parallel to an urgent missing persons investigation.
That sounds incredibly difficult for investigators.
It's the definition of a complex investigation. The timing screams connection, but they need actual evidence, a chain of proof, to formally link them. And they don't seem to have that yet.
Okay, so let's try to synthesize this for you, the listener. What we have is this really stark set of contradictions, a very brief acquaintance, leading to this incredibly intense public display of grief, a grief narrative that specifically mentions secret professional projects. And then, immediately after creating that narrative, the person vanishes, leaving her young child behind in a seemingly safe neighborhood.
And the key takeaway here is how timing creates suspicion, but it isn't proof in itself. Investigators have this difficult task. They have to look at her public actions, the grief, the posts about projects, and consider if any of it was, you know, performance or staging.
While also dealing with the hard facts on the ground.
Exactly. The physical facts.
Yeah.
Leaving from that specific location, the abandoned child, those point very strongly towards real danger. So the sequence of events is pulling them in a certain direction, but does it lead to her being a victim, a witness, something else? Fear, guilt, complicity. Mm-hmm. It's all on the table until they find evidence.
So what does this all mean going forward? It means immense pressure on the authorities. You've got the public demanding answers, the complexity of potentially two linked international crimes, and crucially, a young child waiting for her mother. The stakes couldn't be higher.
And it leaves us with a really difficult question, doesn't it? Given how fast everything happened, her reaction, her disappearance, what should investigators prioritize? Is the key in her physical vanishing, like tracing her steps from Santa Cruz Atoyac? Or is the real clue hidden in her digital footprint, those posts about the Proyecto San Puerta? Which trail is the distraction and which one might be the signal? Something to really think about as this story unfolds.
Definitely something to mull over, a very sobering situation. If you found this deep dive valuable, if you want to stay informed on complex stories like this and get the context quickly, please do subscribe and maybe share this discussion with someone else who likes to get straight to the facts. We really appreciate that support. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.